Life science reading for Wednesday, April 8th. The digestive process begins. Page 382. In June of 1822, 19-year-old Alexis St. Martin was wounded in the stomach while hunting. William Beaumont, a doctor with the United States Army, saved St. Martin's life. However, the wound left an opening in St. Martin's stomach that never closed completely. Beaumont realized that by looking through the opening, he could observe what was happening inside St. Martin's stomach. Beaumont observed that milk changed chemically inside the stomach. He hypothesized that chemical reactions inside the stomach broke down foods into smaller particles. To test his hypothesis, Beaumont removed liquid from St. Martin's stomach. He had the liquid analyzed to determine what materials it contained. The stomach liquid contained an acid that could break down foods into simpler substances. Next section, functions of the digestive system. Beaumont's observations help scientists understand the role of the stomach in the digestive system. The digestive system has three main functions. First, it breaks down food into molecules the body can use. Then, the molecules are absorbed into the blood and carried throughout the body. Finally, wastes are eliminated from the body. The process by which your body breaks down food into small nutrient molecules is called digestion. There are two kinds of digestion, mechanical and chemical. In mechanical digestion, foods are physically broken down into smaller pieces. Mechanical digestion occurs when you bite into a sandwich and chew it into small pieces. In chemical digestion, chemicals produced by the body break foods into their smaller chemical building blocks. For example, the starch in bread is broken down into individual sugar molecules. After your food is digested, the molecules are ready to be transported throughout your body. Absorption is the process by which nutrient molecules pass through the wall of your digestive system into your blood. Materials that are not absorbed, such as fiber, are eliminated from the body as wastes. Figure 9 shows the organs of the digestive system, which is about 9 meters in length. Each organ has a certain structure that is related to how the organ functions during the digestive process. As food moves through the digestive system, the process of digestion, absorption, and elimination occur one after the other. Next section, the mouth. Have you ever walked past a bakery or restaurant and noticed your mouth watering? Smelling food or even just thinking about it can be a stimulus that will start your mouth watering. Your body is responding to hunger and thoughts of food by preparing for the delicious meal it expects. The fluid released when your mouth waters is called saliva. Saliva is important in both the mechanical and chemical digestive process that takes place in the mouth. Next section, mechanical digestion. The process of mechanical digestion begins as you take your first bite of food. Your teeth carry out the first stage of mechanical digestion. The structures of different kinds of teeth enable them to perform specific functions. Your center teeth, or incisors, have sharp edges that cut the food into bite-sized pieces. On either side of the incisors are sharp, pointy teeth called canines. The structure of these teeth enables them to tear and slash the food in your mouth into smaller pieces. Behind the canines are the premolars and molars, which have large, broad surfaces for crushing and grinding food. As the teeth do their work, saliva mixes with the pieces of food, moistening them into one slippery mass. Next section, chemical digestion. Like mechanical digestion, chemical digestion begins in the mouth. If you chew a cracker, it begins to taste sweet. It tastes sweet because a chemical in the saliva has broken down the starch in the cracker into sugar molecules. Chemical digestion, the breakdown of complex molecules into simpler ones, has taken place. Chemical digestion is accomplished by enzymes. An enzyme is a protein that speeds up chemical reactions in the body. The chemical in saliva that digests starch is an enzyme. Your body produces many different enzymes. Each enzyme has a specific chemical shape. Its shape enables it to take part in only one kind of chemical reaction. For example, the enzyme that breaks down starch into sugars cannot break down proteins into amino acids. Next section, the esophagus. There are two openings in the back of your mouth. One opening leads to your windpipe, which carries air into the lungs. As you swallow, a flap of tissue called the epiglottis seals off your windpipe, preventing the food from entering. When you swallow, food goes into the esophagus, a muscular tube that connects the mouth to the stomach. The esophagus is lined with mucus. Mucus is a thick, slippery substance produced by the body. Mucus makes food easier to swallow and to be moved along. After food enters the esophagus, contractions of smooth muscles push the food toward the stomach. These involuntary waves of muscle contractions are called peristalsis. Peristalsis is shown in Figure 11. Peristalsis also occurs in the stomach and throughout the digestive system. These muscular waves keep food moving in one direction. When a person vomits, however, food moves in the opposite direction from its normal path. Muscles push the contents of the stomach back through the esophagus and out the mouth. Irritation of the digestive system is the internal stimulus that causes vomiting. Vomiting is a response that can remove harmful materials or disease-causing organisms from the body. Next section, the stomach. When food leaves the esophagus, it enters the stomach, a J-shaped muscular pouch located in the abdomen. As you eat, your stomach expands to hold all of the food that you swallow. An average adult stomach holds about 2 liters of food. Most mechanical digestion occurs in the stomach. The walls of the stomach have 3 strong layers of muscle. Its muscular structure enables the stomach to produce a churning motion. This action squeezes the food, mixing it with fluids in somewhat the same way that clothes and soapy water are mixed in a washing machine. While mechanical digestion is taking place, so too is chemical digestion. When food enters the stomach, the food acts as a stimulus that makes cells in the stomach lining release a fluid called digestive juice. The churning of the stomach mixes food with digestive juice. Digestive juice contains the enzyme pepsin. Pepsin chemically digests the proteins in your food, breaking them down into amino acids. Digestive juice also contains hydrochloric acid, a very strong acid. This acid would burn a hole in clothes if it were spilled on them. Without this strong acid, however, your stomach could not function properly. First, pepsin works best in an acidic environment. Second, the acid kills many bacteria that you swallow along with your food. Since the acid is so strong, you may wonder why it doesn't burn a hole in your stomach. The reason is that digestive juice also contains mucus, which coats and protects the lining of your stomach. In addition, the cells that line the stomach are quickly replaced when they are damaged or worn out. Food remains in the stomach until all of the solid material has been broken down into liquid form. A few hours after you finish eating, the stomach completes mechanical digestion of the food. By that time, most of the proteins have been chemically digested into shorter chains of amino acids. The food, now a thick liquid, is released into the next part of the digestive system. That is where final chemical digestion and absorption will take place. This is the end of today's reading.